Good morning. Welcome in to our prayer time here on WHCB 91.5 The Blessing, WHCB Bristol, Kingsport, Johnson City. We're in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 16 today. Contrast of the benefit of godly reverence to the burden of great treasure. Let's see what it's all about. Proverbs 15, verse 16. Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. How true that is. God has warned throughout the scriptures of the danger of riches because of man's depraved and sinful heart. If man were perfectly righteous, he could handle wealth without becoming enslaved to it. But the fleshly, earth-bound heart is quickly enamored with wealth and the earthly power it can purchase. The person that has the knowledge and wisdom to properly respect and reverence the Lord will have peace of mind and joy of heart, regardless of the amount of physical or material wealth that they might have. The righteous but poor person has little to bind them to the material world or entice them to trust in self, and so they more easily trust in the Lord. A right relationship with the Lord provides all the satisfaction of soul that a person needs in this present world. The person who has acquired much wealth is bound with the concern and proper maintenance of their possessions. Their concerns create much trouble, creates much stress, and that's on their spiritual being as well as their physical being. They're in constant danger of falling into the idolatry of trusting in and caring for their wealth. We need to have God's help in enabling us to be content with the blessings that we may have, however small or large that we think they may be. In the expanse of the universe, they are insignificant no matter how large they are. So, regardless of our financial position in life, we must remain focused on the spiritual and eternal things that pertain to the kingdom of God. And if we don't, then we get ourselves into more trouble than we can imagine. And so it is that we are to find whatever state we are in, as the Apostle Paul said, we have found to be content. Proverbs 15:17, better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. Now, a stalled ox, of course, is one that is being fattened. It's in the stall, it's doing no work, it's not working off the calories, and it is being fattened for slaughter so that it may be eaten. And so let's read again Proverbs 15:17. Better is a dinner of herbs, well, that is vegetables, where love is, than a stalled ox and hatred therewith. The development and maintenance of love is vitally important in each and every relationship, especially within the family, within the husband and wife and children. The person or family that has relationships where love is expressed and received experiences of peace and joy that produces contentment, produces fulfillment and security. This person or family enjoys life whether they have a lot or whether they have much. But when hatred is allowed to be developed within the heart, there can be no joy or peace in the relationship. So there's really no satisfaction or contentment in the life. Having the very finest of material things, the stalled ox, cannot appease or console the soul that is receiving or expressing hatred. Where hatred exists, there can be no peace or joy. It is more important to develop and maintain love in the soul than to have the most extravagant meals with the finest foods. And it is always, always thus. We see it in folks around us. We see it even within ourselves if we're honest with ourselves. And let's go to a third verse today. This is Proverbs 15:18. A wrathful man stirreth up strife, but he that is slow to anger appeaseth appeaseth strife. The person who is easily given to anger and wrath is always ready to be the cause of strife, just ready to set the gunpowder off, let it explode. The angry person is driven by passions that have stirred their anger. They're not going to be appeased until the passion's been appeased or removed. And bitterness and hatred are often the drive for anger. And so we need to diligently guard against any and all things that create bitterness or hatred. We are not to allow that root of bitterness to spring up within us. The person who's been careful to develop restraints and controls on their temperament, on their spirit, is not easily stirred to anger and wrath. In fact, the person that controls their spirit is usually meek in temperament and will act as a detriment or a deterrent to strife. A person who's careful to keep the spirit cleansed of those things that cause bitterness and hatred is not driven with a passion or need to appease their bitterness. Such a person can easily become a peacemaker. God has promised to bless the meek and the peacemakers. Meek means that you have strength under control. Since God has promised that, then we need to strive to maintain a spirit and temperament that produces and boosts a meek and peaceful spirit. God is also warned of the trouble, pain, and shame of the bitter and angry person, so we should be on guard doubly to make sure we don't lose control of our spirit to bitterness or anger. Our world is bitter and unhappy and angry, and it desperately needs the peaceful and meek spirit of strong followers of Jesus Christ. Let's go to prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love and your mercy and your grace and your goodness, and we thank you for the very embodiment of your love in Jesus Christ our Lord. And we thank you for giving us, by your grace, your word, so that we can hear from heaven. Help us to be obedient to your word and not to be overtaken with these things of the world, but to be always overtaken by the things of the Spirit, by your word, by your will, by your Holy Spirit. Father, we come before you with thanksgiving this morning, thanking you for those pastors and those teachers, those elders, those deacons that are going to be standing and preaching and teaching your word this weekend. And we ask that you would bless them abundantly, mightily, bless their congregations, and open the hearts and minds of the congregation so that they will hear from heaven and from the heavenly messenger. And Father, we pray that you would bring souls into your kingdom today, and we thank you for that. Now we ask you as well to make provision for our listeners and provide for this ministry, and we thank you, Father, for the fact that you do it. We give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.